This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Well, good morning and welcome to the Dave Mahoney Morning Show. As usual, got some good news and some bad news to start the show today. What would you like first there, Mahoney?
Dave, why don't we start today's show off with some bad news?
Well, some bad news, as you'd expect, is going to lead us to a story about a family's basement being filled with blood. Because, you know, that's normal, right?
Oh. Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it is the season, right? We are,
spooky season.
Halloween is quickly approaching.
Like, this really is like some next level Nightmare on Elm Street horror movie type stuff. Nick Lestina and his family of seven were getting ready to put their house on the market, actually, until their basement was flooded with animal blood. Their basement was filled with nearly 5 inches of animal blood. Yeah, I guess there's a meat locker next door.
That's a thing?
I guess. For the last 10 years, the family has lived next door to Doll's Meat Locker, and they have never had any problems until recently. Lestina said his neighbors have been dumping hog and cattle remains down a floor drain, which is connected to his pipes. He immediately reported it to the Iowa Department of Natural Resources. They got the Department of Health involved due to the hazards, obviously. The DNR said that the meat processor has been cooperating with the investigation. However, the guy who owns the house said the meat processor has not actually helped him out at all. They haven't apologized, offered any assistance monetarily or helping to clean. It destroyed a whole bunch of their belongings, of course, because, you know, 5 inches of blood will do that. They had, you know, things like a bed that they were sitting in the basement for their toddler kid and everything else. 5 inches of... Ugh.
Oh,
do you take this public? I feel
gosh.
Like this would really mess up the sale of your house.
Well, it's probably going to get flipped, though, right? Like, whenever the money comes in, they're probably going to... I was just thinking about this. Do you think that they're going to have all of this redone in their basement and like, it's turned into, like, a man cave, and they're like, well, maybe we'll stay.
I don't think I could stay.
You don't think so? After 5 inches of blood?
I don't even think I would have.
That'll do
3 inches fine. 5 inches too much.
For you, maybe. Not for me, personally.
You blood queen.
I don't know if I would have even had time to like get to the bottom of what was going on, because if I walk down into my basement, which basements in general, scary as hell.
Already spooky.
As hell. And there's 5 inches of blood. I'm thinking this is like some poltergeist stuff is happening. I'm burning the house down. I'm leaving. I'm calling it a day.
Maybe.
How do you start the cleanup process? Like, do you get some towels?
You don't. You leave it. You call 911.
Do you get a shop vac? Like, what do you do?
Now you got to get the wet dry vacs.
Yeah.
They're just down there vacuuming blood for...
I would be puking as well as trying to get the blood together. You'd be cleaning up puke and blood at the same time.
No thanks. Or just like go swimming.
That's got to smell so bad. Because it's also remains, right? They said, like, just like parts.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
That's a cow's anus over there.
Also, Doll's Meat Locker, could you not just dump all of the animal remains down the drain? Thanks.
Yeah. What did they think was going to happen?
Well, some good news today as well. How about that?
What do
also
we got?
Animal related. A family was out fishing on a Montana lake when they made themselves an unusual catch. In their net, they spotted a bobcat struggling to stay afloat in the water. The fisherman, whose name also Bob, said that he was fishing with his son and his wife out on Flathead Lake when they spotted a bobcat that appeared to be having trouble swimming far from the shore. They used their fishing net to scoop up the wild animal, and the family brought it into their boat, and they said they pet the bobcat to warm it up while they ferried it to the shore. He said once the bobcat was able to wander away, back on dry land, they felt like they had done the right thing.
I hope there was a fishing game marshal or a fish and wildlife marshal out there. And, you know, because you pull the bobcat out, you're like, nope, this one's too small.
Gotta release it.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
I mean, zero chance I'm petting that thing if I pull it in.
Zero chance I'm bringing a bobcat into the boat.
I might save it.
He was cold. He needed a sweater.
Throw a wakeboard back there or something.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone. Hey, everyone. Do any of you have a story from a past relationship where they told you something about yourself that really hit you hard? Maybe they brought up some unresolved issues with your mom, or maybe the fact that you were an a-hole? It happens.
Message deleted.
Oh, yeah, sure. I mean, have you guys ever had one of those relationships? Because I think I've had, like, one of those relationships where you kind of trade barbs and, you know, whenever you get into an argument, it turns into a fight. It was when, for me, it was when I was a lot younger, and I decided right then and there, okay, I'm done with this type of relationship forever. But yeah, man, it sucks.
I think you have approximately one of those relationships where, like, the person loves to argue, or they, mm-hmm. Or you go back and forth and you think that's healthy. And then usually it's when you're younger, and when you get done with that, you're like, yeah, never again.
Yeah, I'm done.
But is this guy in referencing like the eye-opening, like soul-searching type of stuff that you couldn't find out yourself that somebody else pointed out? Because it didn't really sound like a negative to me.
Man, I already know.
I already knew I was bad in bed.
Yeah, I already know all my negatives. Like nobody is a harsher critic on me than me. Trust me, I live with me every single day. Nobody knows how awful I am more so than I do.
Very underwhelming. That's in right. So many ways.
Mm-hmm. Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey, what has George Clooney been up to lately? I haven't seen him around. And what the hell happened to Freddie Prinze Jr.? Love that guy. I think the last thing he did was Scooby-Doo.
Message deleted.
That guy called.
Billy Madison? What the hell is going on here?
Scooby-Doo.
That guy called to ask about Freddie Prinze Jr. just so he could do a Scooby-Doo impression. I 100%.
What is a huge penguin doing just walking around?
So, I actually, no joke, I was, doing some research for the show the other day, and...
Were you playing more video games?
No, I was doing the stories that we talk about. I was reading about them, and I came across one about Sarah Michelle Gellar and Freddie Prinze Jr.
What happened to Freddie Prinze Jr.? I mean, he was one of the biggest stars
of like 2002.
Chris Pine,
yeah, like the late 90s, early 2000s.
That's what
yeah.
happened. Chris Pine came in and took every role that Freddie Prinze Jr. ever could have hoped to have gotten. Remember, like basically how Chris Pine got his like start, or not Chris Pine, Captain America, Chris Evans.
Yes.
Yeah.
Chris Evans, excuse me. Chris Evans got his start with like a not another teen movie where he was basically spoofing every
Freddie
Prinze Jr. role that has ever existed. And he has since then took every one of those. But he's still married to Sarah Michelle Gellar. And, they're happily married. They got a couple kids. And she said that they'll never do another movie together again because only one of them. And I think this was kind of nice, though. She was like, only one of us can work, and the other one's going to stay with the kids, and we all know which one of them is working at a time. It ain't. Man.
So I'm looking at Freddie Prinze Jr.'s Instagram right now, and it looks like he's got a podcast.
Okay. Oh. He did a show with Dana Carvey on USA a year or two ago that was garbage. It was some sort of comedy show.
He was never a good actor. He was just nice to look at.
Yeah, great sideburns. Great sideburns. And then once the sideburns went away, so did Freddie Prinze Jr.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show, weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
I know 8 people on Instagram that follow Freddie Prinze Jr. What's wrong with these guys?
I mean, he's not, like I said, I'm. Seems like he's a nice dad, a good husband, but, everybody has their shot. And his was when he was, it was 20-some-odd years ago.
I mean,
he
made it farther than we did, but I feel like his looks have kind of faded as well.
Yeah, it's all right. It's all right. Yeah.
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
So, remember that story that we were talking about yesterday with the family that was kind of kidnapped, or at least that's how it seemed? They said that it was a bunch of adult children, but some of them were only... They weren't quite adults yet. Like one of the kids was 16, and you're like, well, what? They've been living in this weird farmhouse, for like 9 years, waiting for the end of the world. Well, now it gets stranger. We find out who this guy is. They called him Josef the Austrian. He's 58 years old. Turns out he's a handyman, and he allegedly has been holding this family of six hostage in this Dutch farmhouse basement for 9 years. Previously lived next door to his victims. 16 years ago, a former neighbor has revealed his name is Josef Brunner, 58, accused of keeping the family, including the actual pensioner, who's the father, I guess. I think it's the father, Gert, G-E-E-R-T. Is that a guy's name or a girl's name? Anyone know?
No.
I feel like that's a woman's name.
No, I think it's the dad,
like
that
Gertrude?
Was just kind of Gert Van Dorsten. Yeah, it says, okay. The five adult children were living beneath the floor of a remote property as they waited for the world to end. The Austrian handyman has allegedly held this family of six hostage in the Dutch farmhouse for 9 years, and again, previously lived next door to them. He was a handyman. Now a neighbor has revealed that he lived off the grid with the family for a brief period in the Netherlands. She said that Brunner only lived in the street for a very short time, and she thought that he knew the reclusive family before he moved in shortly afterwards. They removed a fence that separated their back gardens. So this guy, like, moved next door to them, befriended the family, and then ultimately kidnapped all of them and was holding
this
them in the basement.
This still seems really weird to me, because how does one guy hold six plus people hostage for 9 years?
Right.
Well, it's all about, like, tapping into the psyche, right? So it's, like, slow and steady. But what I want to know is, how does he disappear for 6 years?
Did he brainwash them, or did they, like, keep them against their own will? There's a difference there. I mean, there is. Like, if you get brainwashed and you're an adult, that's on you. But if you're holding somebody who can't leave for 9 years, at, like, with a threat of violence, that's a big difference.
I would say they're probably being forced because they were just sitting and chilling in a basement.
But what are you doing for 9 years? I mean, I can't sit in a basement for like 90 minutes, let alone 9 years. I don't know. As the story continues to evolve, there's got to be something else weird going on here.
Yeah, there's something else that we don't know quite yet.
Something.
So it's trending
today.
The delete Facebook trend is getting a lot of heat, and it's because everyone hates Mark Zuckerberg. He's held a bunch of informal dinners with conservative politicians, right-wing commentators, and any time that somebody like Mark Zuckerberg takes any sort of political stance, you're always going to anger the other side. But I think that everyone just generally dislikes Mark Zuckerberg.
I don't think anybody on either side of the political spectrum likes Mark Zuckerberg. Is there anybody out there who's like, you know what? I like that lizard-looking son of a bitch.
No.
Nope.
I don't know anybody. I mean, everything that we've ever seen the media doesn't like him. The only people who, like, suffer him are the people who work for him because he's paying their bills.
And they even hate him.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's getting to that point, right, where they're starting to leak all of the private audio that's supposed to only go to the employees of the company, and there's just leaks springing all over the place from Mark Zuckerberg.
The crazy thing is, too, there's, you know, just stories that are, you know, outside of this insane privacy violations that they, you know, them selling our data to the biggest, to the highest bidder, but there are the people who work for Facebook, like, who are just subjected to just this awful, like, just the dregs of society every day. It's like there's a very high suicide rate for people who are moderators over at Facebook. It's crazy when you start to, like, look into, like, the percentage of people who have committed suicide who have worked as moderators for Facebook. It's sad.
Well, speaking of big tech and how invasive it is, a Google exec said that Nest owners should probably warn their guests that their conversations are being recorded. Conversations.
Everything Nest. Is being recorded now.
Are you familiar with Nest, though? So Nest is like
your thermostat.
Thermostat in your house.
Why on earth
would that be recording? Why does it have a microphone? What are you talking about, Nest?
Do they make anything else besides thermostats, Nest? I think they make video. They do make video cameras as well. Now, I think my mom has a Nest video camera. If I'm recalling correctly,
but they all have microphones in them because of the voice control. Essentially, that is really the biggest hallmark of the microphone. But it's listening.
When will we get a technology company that values privacy?
Well,
where is that?
Don't they need to be listening? That not recording, but doesn't it need to be listening in order for that operation to even work?
You don't need to
Nest.
Record.
I mean,
it's voice automate, or it's like it listens to you so that you can, like, say, "Hey, Nest."
That's what
you're
like. What Google Assistant?
Yep, definitely.
But I mean, if you just have a normal Nest, like, it should not be recording and
shouldn't
holding,
record
and holding
at all.
On to those sorts of things.
Is it for like remembering phrases though?
I'm all about
convenience, and I love the idea of, you know, voice controlled stuff. I like Alexa, all of that. But my thermostat recording me is totally unnecessary.
Yeah. Let's stick to our phones.
Our phones recording us are completely and utterly unnecessary. I've never used Siri one time in 10 years of having an iPhone. It's not something that I use. I know people do.
She doesn't even work. You just said Siri. It's not even hearing.
It's just...
She's a bum.
One of these companies, I mean, because like we're seeing with Amazon, Google, and even in Apple was, you know, trying to take that stand of like, we're going to protect your privacy and fly that flag. And it turns out they're doing similar things to what Google and Amazon and Facebook are all doing. Where is this big tech company that will value our privacy? That's what I want to know. Where are they? Why aren't there are politicians out there who are saying like we have a, you know, we deserve a digital bill of rights? Like these companies should not just get to use every like to dissect our entire lives because they can acquire data points from all these other different retailers and places on the web, and so they then sell that off to the highest bidder. Man, it's scary.
I think you got to break up big tech at this point. Like it's just gotten out of control. Like what a violation. Like if you would have told us 20 years ago that we'd be at the point where everything that we have that makes our lives even a little more convenient is constantly recording us. Like whoever, that used to be everyone's nightmare, right? Like having your house bugged.
Yeah,
and now you
thought the FBI was listening in, or the CIA.
Yeah. Yeah, right. And now nothing is private anymore, and everything is out there. And at some point, you've got to go, enough is enough.
Well, and we've seen countless cases of either, you know, like the social engineering that they're doing, creating just the hate and the division within our country. And on top of that, just we've seen the stalker aspect of it, the people who work for these companies who are tracking all of their exes and getting into information, finding passwords. The fact that Facebook and a couple of these other companies have left, like, you know, millions and millions of passwords that are just out there and unhashed and unencrypted that's just on a text document that anybody could find who works there. That's crazy.
And finally, Capri Sun and Kool-Aid are among 30 juice drinks that have been deemed unhealthy for kids. Kool-Aid I get because, I mean, we all made Kool-Aid when we were younger, right? It's
straight
just a
sugar.
Whole bunch of sugar.
All sugar.
Yeah, but
straight
so,
sugar.
That's all Capri all Sun sugar. Is as
Two
well,
cups.
Man.
Yeah, but Capri Sun always kind of like tricked you. It's sort of like with the cereal commercials from back in the day where it's
worse.
Like part of a balanced breakfast.
Yeah,
like,
it's not.
No, it's not. It's a bowl of sugar.
The food pyramid is a scam, first and foremost. The food pyramid is a scam. But also, I feel like it's worse if you don't. Like, the one thing I like about Carl's Jr. and Hardee's is the fact that they're like, we know this is unhealthy, and you're going to like it. It's going to taste delicious. But when you try to pass something off that isn't healthy as healthy, that's way more of an offense, in my opinion. And not say, I don't think Capri Sun's trying to pass themselves off as like a healthy alternative.
They're inside Lunchables. Does anybody who buys a Lunchable truly think that that's a balanced meal?
Yeah, anything that can like sit in a refrigerator for like 48 years and still be okay.
You pull it out, it looks exactly the same.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
I mean, I do love a Lunchable though.
I was going to say, not like I bought one the other day or anything, but that Capri Sun was good.
Fat.
Yo! Fast food freakouts.
If I wasn't in this car, man, I'd come in there and kick your ass.
Ma'am, we're going to have to ask you to leave.
It is Fast Food Freakouts here on the Dave Mahoney Morning Show, and Sean is joining us this morning. What's up, Sean? How you doing, man?
Good. How you guys doing?
Excellent. So give us a little bit of a reference. What is your favorite fast food restaurant?
I'd have to go with Chick-fil-A or Taco Bell.
Ooh, that's,
I mean,
some
Chick-fil-A
good choices.
Is a classic. The spicy chicken sandwich.
Oh yeah.
Except for
I'm with you, Sean. Chick-fil-A, Taco Bell, number one and number two for me as well.
Same.
You're missing out. You're missing out on Shake Shack and Freddy's.
He's got a couple more just to dish out.
I mean, I like to spread the good word. The good word of Freddy's and Shake Shack.
Sean, have you ever been in a fast food restaurant where you've seen a meltdown happen?
I can't say I have.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think I have either, not to the level of these at least. I mean, these are full-on meltdowns, but I've got three different clips for you today. They're all real meltdowns that happen in real fast food restaurants, and it's just your job to figure out which restaurant that it happened in. So we're going to play you the audio, and then I'm going to give you a multiple choice of what restaurant it could be. And if you want to hear the audio a second time, that's no problem. But there are little clues in there. If you get two out of three, you win today, okay?
All right, sounds good.
All right, the first one here is a woman. She is upset that she is unable to get a particular meal.
Let's just make it in my head. I don't want to hear it.
It's 10:30 a.m. We don't serve chicken at this time.
Yes, you do.
No, we don't.
Why not?
Because we don't.
I will you up. Wait, I'm going to come in and I'm going to wreck you.
Ma'am, whoa.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, so it sounded like she wanted some chicken. Yep. The woman was upset about a chicken sandwich not being available to her at a particular time. Was that A, Burger King, B, McDonald's, or C, Whataburger?
I'm going to say Whataburger.
Dave, are you sure it was a chicken sandwich? I thought you said chicken nuggets.
Oh, chicken nuggets? It sounded like chicken sandwich. Let's listen to it one more time.
Deaf ass. All
right. Let's just make it in my head. I don't want to hear it.
It's 10:30 a.m. We don't serve chicken at this time.
Yes, you do.
No, we don't.
Why not?
Because we don't.
I will you up. Wait, I'm going to come in and I'm going to wreck you.
Ma'am. Whoa.
Or is it chicken biscuits? Like, I don't know.
There's
which
a bleep
one it
in
is.
There. Yeah, we can't tell what it is. So, okay, one more time here: Burger King, McDonald's, or Whataburger? Sean, what's your final answer on this one?
Oh, I'm going to change it to McDonald's.
McDonald's is correct. Yes, on the board with one. Well done. Here we go to number two. This woman claims that she's angry because an employee was angry with her.
Yeah. Because I'm mad now.
Well, maybe he was mad and you start yelling at him.
I didn't yell at him. I said no. I said a large I was a little irritated. Yeah, I am yelling because I'm mad.
Then get the out of our store.
You.
Beautiful. Just beautiful.
Man. Things
was that
heated.
A, Wendy's, B, a Dairy Queen, or C, a Subway?
I'm just going to say Dairy Queen.
Dairy Queen is incorrect. That was a Wendy's. It was a Wendy's. It's okay. You got your one incorrect. On to the third and final one here. This woman is upset because she can't get French fries.
A medium French fries and from the
French fries?
Yes, French fries.
We don't sell French fries.
You know, your Burger King is all French fries.
You think you're in Burger King?
This is
welcome to the we're here today.
This is racism and it's funny. Oh, I'm so happy because you have four eyes and like literally.
Yeah, and you got zero eyes. Look at the menu.
You're ignorant as fuck.
They were aggressive.
Oh, boy.
Whoa.
So they did not like being called Burger King because they were clearly not a Burger King.
And they don't serve fries there.
And A, is that A, Subway, B, Taco Bell, or C, Jimmy John's?
Oh,
man.
For the win.
Don't have French fries, huh?
No French fries.
What are the choices again?
Subway, Taco Bell, or Jimmy John's?
Subway?
Sure about that?
Jimmy John's?
Yeah. You want to listen to it one more time?
One more time.
A medium French fries and from the
French fries?
Yes, French fries.
We don't sell French fries.
They don't sell French fries, John. You've got one option left, my friend.
But they do, though.
No, they don't. Those are not called French fries.
Okay,
I'm going to go with Taco Bell.
What a guess.
What are they called then if they don't have the French fries on the menu? What are they called?
They're called nacho fries.
Nacho fries.
Which is a fry.
It's not French fry.
Totally different. Totally
different. KXDFM HD1 Tarum, Las Vegas. A radio.com station.
Man.
Broadcasting live from the Findlay Chevrolet Studios. Home of the woo. Inside the entertainment capital of the world. This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X 107.5.
Sean is going to the Monster Energy Cup happening at Sam Boyd Stadium on Saturday.
Okay.
Yeah,
hell yeah, he is.
Yeah.
And can you load that song back in?
Did you just delete the song?
Wait,
no, because you. I gave it a pause for you to talk, and then you don't talk, and then I'm like, okay, well, I guess I'm just playing a song now. So.
It's right there. My phone must have cut out or something. I couldn't hear anything.
Is it Audrey? Stop. Like, Letty, what's going on?
Just searching.
Dude, all you have to do is hit play.
It's not in
just
there.
Hit play.
It's right there. I have it three times. Mahoney.
I can't do it. I can't do it. It's not showing up.
Hit the button.
It's not.
Just search Shade.
I'm
just play a different song. Just play a different song.
There we go.
Okay. Now we got 43 seconds to talk.
People are the worst. I hate you all. John,
why do you
suck
hate
at
us?
This game. This game sucks. Ian, you suck. Audrey, you suck. Dave, you're the worst. I hate you all. I quit.
Thank God.
Congrats, Sean.
Yeah, good job, Sean. Sorry you have to be here for this fighting.
Hey, it's all good.
You're awful.
So first up today in Pop Trash, this may surprise you considering that all the competition is ramping up rather quickly for this brand, but Netflix has their shares spike over 9%.
Really?
The shares for Netflix went up almost 10% in after-hours trading on Wednesday to $312.69 after the streaming giant added more subscribers than than Wall Street expected in the recently ended quarter. So shares jump up. They reported a net income of $665 million in the recently ended quarter, jumping up from $403 million in the same period last year and topping most analysts' forecasts. For the third quarter, Netflix was boosted by new seasons like Stranger Things and 13 Reasons Why. The company added 6.77 million paid subscribers around the globe, topping the 6.7 million that was expected by the analysts.
Are you guys watching anything on Netflix right now?
No.
No, I haven't watched Stranger Things Season 3, but
really?
Interestingly, related to this, Season 3 of Stranger Things was the most viewed Netflix series ever.
Wow.
More than 60 million member households in the first month watched it.
That's wow.
That's pretty amazing. I mean, it's a good
That's
season.
Right?
And the show, it's certainly better than the second. It sets up, and they've already confirmed that like the fourth season is a go as well. And I think the Netflix has signed another deal with the creators of Stranger Things to some like stupid, like almost like a nine-figure deal
yeah,
that
huge.
They're going to keep producing for them. But I think that Netflix is certainly in for a bumpier road ahead. I think that they've had very little competition up until this point. I mean, outside of Hulu, and Hulu's kind of end game was a little bit different than what Netflix was after. But now you've got HBO Max, which is getting into things. You've got Apple Plus that's getting into things. The big one for me, I think, is Disney Plus.
It's Disney.
That one's going to come
Disney,
in and change
Disney
things
and
up.
Apple are, yeah, Disney and Apple are the two giants, right? Like, how do you fend them off? And is there room for, say, all three? Like, will you guys pay? Well, let's call it all four, right? Because Hulu's a big deal, too. So will you guys pay for I guess Hulu, wait, Hulu's going to be combined with Disney, is that right?
You'll have an option to get Hulu Plus with Disney Plus.
With Disney, okay.
Yeah.
But would you guys pay for all four? Would you pay for Apple TV? Would you pay for Netflix,
Hulu,
and Disney
Plus? I hope one of you guys
Disney
do so
Plus?
I can get your password.
Apple TV is the one that's probably lowest on my list right now. That and HBO Max. I have really no desire for either of those. But Disney Plus, 100%, I'm interested in. I think the new Star Wars series that's going to be on there. Plus, they've got a series with Loki. And plus, just the entire Disney catalog on there for a pretty reasonable price. I think it's like, what is it, $4 or $5 a month going in, so it's very reasonable.
The reason why Apple Plus is pretty low on, I think, everyone's list is because they haven't really rolled out any new meaningful content yet, and they're just starting to run the press for the new Jennifer Aniston and Reese Witherspoon, the morning show, whatever it's called.
Yeah. And Steve Carell's in there, and he plays the disgraced morning man, who's not in any way shape modeled after Matt Lauer. They've made it a point to say that a whole bunch of times. But it's to the point now where there's just a lot of services out there, and I don't know if I have enough time to watch everything that's on there. Like, maybe if there's I never really even got Netflix until there was like a must have show, and that was the Kevin Spacey
House of Cards.
Yeah, House of Cards was the one that pushed me over the edge for Netflix because everybody said how good it was, and I think Apple and I think HBO Max are going to need those, like, those star programs to get us to subscribe to them.
I hate pay for DirecTV every month. I'm
right there with you, man. It's like my bill's like $180.
I like all
bucks.
The streaming services. Yeah,
but I do. I still pay for DirecTV.
Yeah, we all do.
I do too. I hate the streaming services.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All of us do.
I'm a sucker.
You know, I know I've got a couple friends who switched over to like YouTube TV and like Hulu has a streaming service as well, but I still think it's like somewhere in the $40 range. My problem is I don't want to have to go through all the rigmarole to get to like watching live sports, and then if we have a problem with the streaming service,
that's why I have DirecTV
too. I want to be able to watch the games on Sunday or the World Series that's going on right now or hockey season that's currently just started.
World Series isn't going on yet, buddy. Hold your horses.
Well,
it's almost there.
One team's already in the World Series because they beat the hell out of the Cardinals.
You suck.
Yeah, that was not great.
Yeah.
Go Astros. Go Astros.
Yeah. Yeah, Astros are playing the Yankees. There was a game that was supposed to be last night, and it got delayed because of weather, and so it's going down tonight. But that is game four. So no one's winning tonight because the Yankees have won one of those games so far. Jennifer Aniston is bashing Marvel, saying, "I'm not interested in, quote, living in a green screen." So she was actually doing some press for that show that we were just talking about. And she has kind of joined the ranks of Martin Scorsese. Jennifer Aniston, I mean, I kind of get Martin Scorsese bashing on Marvel, but you're Jennifer Aniston. Like, your big thing is
Friends.
Being in Adam Sandler movies and Friends.
And Friends. Like,
maybe get off the high horse for a second on what is quality content, because you haven't done any of it ever.
I don't think they
ever.
I don't think they asked you to be in a Marvel movie. If I don't ever remember hearing any sort of rumblings out there for them casting Jennifer Aniston in any of the Marvel movies.
Why is everybody asking about Marvel films? Like,
because
I feel like they're trying to start some like celebrity feud.
They are. It's gotten so big that it's becoming like the Nickelback of movies, where there's too much and everyone loves
Marvel.
Loves
the Marvel Cinematic Universe. Like, hey, don't get me wrong. Like. Crapping on Nickelback is fun. Nickelback makes a fun song here and there. They do. They make just dumb rock songs that are fun.
I like Nickelback.
I'm not saying I don't, but
look at this food grief.
Look at this graph.
You know, they make fun dumb rock songs. That's what they do.
Have you ever been to a Nickelback show?
No,
I would never go to a Nickelback show.
I've been to a couple of Nickelback
shows. Of course you have.
They're pretty good.
Did you leave hoarse? Did your voice leave so hoarse after singing along to those songs?
There you remember me.
All right, let's just be done with this.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Oh, you guys are awful. I've been having dreams.
The sweet sounds of a laundromat.
Dirty laundry.
So if you're not familiar with dirty laundry, it's pretty simple. Ian goes out to laundromats around town and he talks to people. Many times they are actually doing their laundry. Sometimes they're drinking because there's one bar laundromat that he's frequented. But in the case of, you know, talking to these individuals, it's all about getting them to open up and reveal something that they've never told anyone before, a.k.a. their dirty laundry. And Ian has this ability to get people to... total strangers to open up to them in a way that most people don't, and that's what makes this feature so special.
They would stab me or you, for sure.
Oh,
if we were
sure.
down there, and like, yeah. Hey man, tell me something. They'd be like, nah, just stab immediately, like right in the abdomen.
Give me your Tommy Bahama shirt right now.
That's right. Oh, how dare they? How dare they cut this fine woven silk that can only be dry cleaned?
That is the only reason why they wouldn't stab you, because they would pull back with the screwdriver and then realize, I can't ruin this.
They would make me take the shirt off and then stab me.
And then stab you.
That's how that
looks. Comfortable.
Ian, what do we got cooking today, my friend?
So today is a first for dirty laundry. First and foremost, my biggest line is, tell me something you've never told anybody before, and that is dirty laundry. And luckily, I caught somebody who had some dirty laundry happen literally right before I met them. I was the first person that they told this to. I was actually at the bar laundromat. I was outside. It wasn't too busy, about a week and a half ago. And I saw a woman roll up on a mobility scooter. But she seemed more than able. So I don't know where she got this. It was just a personal mobility scooter. She was wearing a faux fur jacket. She was wearing very, very dirty white Crocs, very short shorts. She was about my age, so probably late 20s. But fairly well put together, and she also had her friend with her as well, who was wearing plaid pants, which I thought was pretty cool. But
was her friend in the plaid pants riding on the mobility scooter with her or walking next to her?
He was walking next to her. Now, she was in the mobility scooter because her dirty laundry was that she just got into a fight. So
here's an all-new installment of Dirty Laundry.
Dirty Laundry.
She got into a fight just now, but no.
You got into a fight just now?
Yeah.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Is that why you're sitting in a mobility scooter right now?
Yes.
What happened? So tell me, what happened with the fight? Because I got...
It was some that came over to my house. She's like, oh, I told her because her thing. So I was like... I was like, girl, you need to go and, you know, freshen up because I'm a female and I'm like, you shouldn't be smelling like that. You need to go and freshen up. So she felt some type of way that I said her thing. So she's like, oh, where you at, bitch? I'm coming to your house. We finna pull up her and two other girls. But they didn't know that I had people at my house. They didn't know I had my best friend at my house.
And we had a bottle of bleach.
And we had a bottle of bleach. So this
Wait. I'm going to interrupt you real quick. No, does your stink?
No.
Okay. All right. I just want to make sure because you guys smell very fresh to me. All right. So what the hell happened with this bottle of bleach? That makes me nervous.
She pulled up to my house, so I had to give her the business. I was like, I will pour this bleach on you. You do not know what I'm from. I'm from Brooklyn, New York. We do not do this. We do not play. So she's like, oh, I didn't even come over. She came over there on some pretend to talk, basically. She's like, I just wanted to talk to you. I felt some type of way that you said my thing. Go take a shower.
Okay, period.
Did she, though? Did she go and take a shower? Like, was the odor still there when she came over?
Her breath stink at all.
Okay, so how was she squared up, though? Like, was she a good fighter or no?
No, she didn't square up at all. She was just standing there like, you're not going to throw the bleach in.
Just snuffed her.
Now, you're wearing Crocs. Mm-hmm. Did you wear the Crocs in the fight?
Yep, I was going to beat her ass in some Crocs. That's how real I am. Look, I can't be having these out here think they could play me like this. Look, I'm from Brooklyn, New York. Do not try me. We don't play fair.
They don't play fair, but they also keep very, very good hygiene down there.
Yes. Hygiene is key.
Okay.
Hygiene is key, lady.
Hygiene is next to godliness.
Now, why are you in a mobility scooter, though?
It's
too hot to walk.
Don't mess with Brooklyn.
Where's she from again?
Brooklyn. Don't mess with Brooklyn.
The Dave Mahoney Morning Show. Weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Is there a new product called, like, Clorox Eve?
Oh my god. You can't run up on a chick and just be like, yo, your thing bang stinky girl. Like, that you cannot say that.
She's from Brooklyn. She can do that, Audrey.
Smells so bad, you gotta bleach it.
Oh, boy.
Stop stories! Here's what's making news.
So, MGM has sold the Bellagio. You heard that right. There was rumors about this a couple of weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
Sure enough, it's happened. So, MGM has sold the Bellagio, and everyone's like, man, to who? What are they going to do with it? Are they going to get rid of the fountains? Let's pump the brakes. So, no, none of that's happening. MGM Resorts International struck a deal to sell the Bellagio to the Blackstone Group. And if you're not familiar with Blackstone, it's a huge investment group. They've got a diverse portfolio of all kinds of different properties. And
you know how much money Blackstone has?
How much money?
Or how much money that Blackstone manages?
Huh.
$6 trillion.
Wow.
Yeah, that's where a lot of work IRAs, a lot of work 401ks are all invested in Blackstone. But if you're going to sell it to somebody who manages $6 trillion worth of assets is probably a safe bet, right?
Yeah, and I'm happy to share with you, Mahoney, that some of my investment money from my portfolio, which is in the tens and tens of dollars now, is in Blackstone. So technically, I believe that I'm a partial owner of the Bellagio.
Well, you should celebrate by go swimming in the fountains.
That's right. It's my new pool. The $4.25 billion was the amount of money that that MGM got from Blackstone for the Bellagio. But they're not going to stop managing it, so it's still going to be an MGM resort. But they're going to lease it back from Blackstone. And you're like, well, how much does the Bellagio cost to lease back? $245 million a year.
Wow. That is
$245 million a year. MGM will also retain a 5% ownership stake in the property, according to the release. Once the deal closes, MGM will receive cash proceeds of about $4.2 billion. So that's obviously a huge amount of money. And they also just sold Circus Circus to the guy that owns
TI
for almost $1 billion, $825 million. So MGM is, you know, figuring out how to get more liquid. And that's to the tune of, you know, a little over $5 billion between the sale of those two properties.
I mean,
so
we saw
a lot of money.
Some major changes going on with MGM this year. The fact that, you know, we had all those layoffs earlier on in the year, you know, where a lot of positions were eliminated. Now Circus being sold for close to $1 billion, this being sold for 4.2, and then being leased back. But basically they can lease back the Bellagio for the next, what, 4.5 years or so, or 4 years, with the money that they got from Circus. But some big changes happening down on the Las Vegas Strip, and I don't think that's necessarily a bad thing. You know, I mean, no. I don't know if how long MGM plans to lease back the Bellagio for, but, you know, having different ownership groups in rather than, you know, just like two or three major ones down there, I think this is good competition. It'll be better rates for everybody who's coming to visit our town, and maybe some of these ownership groups will actually start paying attention to locals. And, you know, maybe try
stop charging for parking.
Yeah, that would be nice.
Mm-hmm.
That would be
number one complaint. Number one complaint.
TI doesn't charge for parking, do they? Or do they? I don't know.
No, TI doesn't charge for parking. Wynn doesn't. They got rid of it recently. The
Encore,
Venetian never have. Yeah. So cops have arrested a 21-year-old in Summerlin, and this guy was total creep. His name is Raymond Young, who was taken into custody without incident at a traffic stop, the cops said on Wednesday. So yesterday, the robberies that occurred this month have been going on. The Horseshoe Falls Court, the block of Crestdale Lane, so it's right over there by like Summerlin Hospital.
Yep.
He's accused of taking women to secluded areas and forcing them to remove their clothes.
I think he did it to a man as well. If I'm recalling correctly.
And then a string of robberies as well. So thank goodness they caught this guy. But the people that live up there in that area were understandably freaked out because they couldn't figure out who this guy was initially.
And it kept happening, and it was brazen.
And the diligent work by the police, they finally tracked this guy down and arrested him yesterday. So good work by the cops.
Good work. And I am so sorry to those men and women who had to go through that, the families who got burglarized. That is absolutely terrifying and so sad.
This piece of garbage, do you want to know what he did? He took it to another level on top of just taking the pictures. You want to know why he took the pictures? Because he was trying to blackmail them with the photos that he took. So throw the book at him. Las Vegas District Attorney, when this guy comes in front of you, put him away for a long time. He's obviously a menace to society.
Person.
Something's wrong with him and needs to be behind bars. I mean, thank God that nobody was shot, you know, in any of these instances. But, man, what a scary time. I'm glad that the police did their job and got this guy off the streets.
So the Virgin train from Vegas, and they keep saying Vegas to L.A. It's not Vegas to L.A. Stop saying that. It's Las Vegas to Victorville. But they are supposedly on track to get this up and going by 2023. So the idea that they're going to have the train go to the old Rio site, or to the site that is currently Rio, but, you know, is going to be flipping at some point in the not too distant future, is garbage. That's not going to happen at all. What they're saying now is that this train is going to run from Victorville up to Las Vegas. 2023 is when it's going to open, and the station is going to be on Las Vegas Boulevard between Warm Springs and Blue Diamond. So, again, long rumor that it was going to go to a site
near the
Rio.
To the Silverton.
That's not the case.
Okay. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay.
More or less.
All right.
No, but it'll be kind of near where, like, the South outlets are, is where they're saying that they're going to put it. The drop-off point, which, you know, is relatively close access
but still far enough.
The stadium and stuff, you know.
Is the Metrolink, or the, not the Metrolink, but is the monorail gonna connect down there at some point? I mean, that would kind of make sense if you were to extend it down there, so you would have the train drop off people from Southern California, and then it could be picked up by the monorail. Then I think that would actually probably be a pretty good use of the monorail here in town.
They haven't said anything about the monorail. That would actually be a pretty big extension for the monorail, so I doubt that's going to be the case. But what they're saying is that they're going to build this train station, and they're also going to have office, living, and retail space built around it. They have design plans for the rail line that are about 30% complete, and a construction crew has been hired. Timeline is contingent on us approving tax-exempt privately active bonds to go toward the project next month, which I don't love.
No.
Virgin is seeking $800 million in bonds to issue $2.4 billion in debt, or half the amount of the money that the company needs to finance the train.
I just, I don't know. I mean, Ian, can you mark this down? You said 2023, this day in 2023. My guess is that it will not be done. We'll have some like bootleg half track that makes it only like to maybe Baker or Barstow. This is such a bad idea overall, I think. You know, stopping in Victorville doesn't do anybody really a whole lot of good. And it doesn't do us any good as Nevadans, you know, which I care more about us
sure.
as Nevadans
sure.
going down there, you know, than the other way around. So
you drive regularly to California.
Yep.
You wouldn't,
at least
you
once
wouldn't
a month.
Use this where,
nope.
where you take the train to Victorville.
It's
going
to cost me more money to rent a car. And then I also, you know.
Uber. What about Uber? No, I feel like we're forgetting about that.
You know how far Victorville is from like actual Southern California? Like to get into like Anaheim and LA and all that?
From
an hour and a half
hours.
But I'm even just thinking you were saying about a monorail here in
Vegas, you go Uber there, but I mean, for us to go that way, there's no point. It doesn't take us near anything that we want to be. And then unless Victorville next somehow becomes the next, unless Disney decides to annex Victorville and build a park there, I don't think I'll be taking the train down there anytime soon, personally.
I mean, I'll get on the party train.
No, you won't.
Yeah,
I will bet $1,000 that you will never take your whole family the Victorville train. Or from here to Victorville, $1,000. Put that in 2023.
I'd never take my family, but if it's like a party train and like we'd roll down there with some friends.
Just go there and come back.
Yeah,
nice. It's like the longest party bus ever.
Whole family.
Hammered.
Wait, can that be a feature? I want like the disco ballroom.
And then it will just be the Mahoney Show because you two will have been murdered.
Still to come today with David Mahoney.
That's how that goes.
That actually sounds pretty fun.
I could see Audrey just hammered on White Claws every time of her life on the party trip.
Beer bonging.
Sounds like a good time.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Look, have any of you out there ever been to a zoo and felt bad? You know, how would you feel if you were those animals? You know, I say release all the zoo animals except pythons. You know, pythons should stay away forever. I don't got any sympathy for them. But the rest of them, come on, we should feel bad about this.
Message deleted.
Well, yeah.
What are you talking about? Like,
well,
I was an animal, I would for sure enjoy having everything looked after. It's like staying in a hotel.
Well, that's
true. You don't have to go chase around your food. It's
nobody's
just
hunting
you.
You just no predators.
Yeah, you just gotta sit there and like wink at people and they'll give you love and adoration and everything's cared for.
When you're domesticated, right? But if you're like an animal that's meant to be wild and free and you're just cooped up in a little tiny space, then I'm...
Don't give them a tiny space. Give them a decent amount of space. And I think most of the modern zoos are doing better in that regards. And I think that it's important because most of us are never going to see an elephant ever in our life. Or a lion out in the
necessary?
Wild. You know, I think it's part of science. Yeah, you should know
well,
what
science,
other
yeah.
other you know creatures are inhabiting this planet. I think yes, it sucks, but also there's a big part of conservation that goes into this as well.
True.
So
let me just give you an
pluses
example
and negatives.
Of what Mahoney is saying. I distinctly remember as a young man, I went to the zoo in some class function, I'm sure, and I saw two lions. Mating. They were having the adult relations, if you will. And the thing that stood out to me most, other than just the pure lion sex, was how the female clearly wanted very little to do with the male. And that taught me
there.
A lot about life. Yeah, it taught me. It set me up for how things work in the real world. So thank you, lions, for the education.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Good morning. So there are two types of people.
those who will drive around parking lots until they find a close spot, and those who just pull into the first available. Which are you?
Message deleted.
Dave, what are you?
I mean, I'll take a pass. I'll take a pass through the parking lot and see if there's anything good. And then I'm not going to sit there and wait for an open parking spot in a good place. But I get so much satisfaction when I pull up somewhere and there's a close parking spot. And when I see that really close parking spot, like I'll accelerate towards it because nobody else better get there before me.
Mm-hmm. Audrey, what are you?
It depends on if I'm in a hurry or not, right? So I'm just like the quick pull in to anything that I can find if I'm in a hurry, because it's probably going to take me longer just to go roaming for the quick, for the close spot. But actually, no, I'm just a pull in anywhere kind of girl, actually.
Ian, has it changed seasonally for you?
Oh. Seasonally?
No, I mean, because
no,
like,
I don't park really, seasonally.
If it's cold outside or it's really hot, are you trying to park closer
No.
when it's really hot or
colder?
Really cold? That's what I'm
yeah.
saying. Seasonally.
I'm really embarrassed by the look of my car, so I always park very, very far away.
I'm with you.
You have a bad car?
It's kind of gross. It's okay.
I'm with you. The fact that like I actually don't like parking around other cars because everybody just like loves to like hit their, you know, I don't know if they're like, you know, kicking down a door when they're getting out of their car, but somehow every time I park next to somebody in like a Target parking lot, my car ends up with 15 more dings next to it. So I try to intentionally, like Target or Costco, I park near the back.
Yep, that's me too.
Away from, like, I don't like cars around me in those lots if I can absolutely avoid it.
And then plus it's exercise as well, too.
I mean, yeah. That
and then
is,
we get our walk-in.
That is
so
literally the only exercise I get anytime. So, you know, that's my workout. When I park far away and walk into the fast food place.
It's people whose lifetime goal is to own a fireworks stand. It's the Redneck Report.
Well, a Massachusetts community can sleep a little easier after a high-stakes police operation on Monday nabbed a menace that had terrorized locals. Who is this menace? It's not a person. In fact, it's an emu. Police say that they searched for this creature after it was escaped, and they found the owner of the emu, who said, "Oh, no. I had no idea that my emu got out."
Oh, no.
But they are, quote, very difficult to catch and not very friendly.
They're fast.
They are fast. The cops were lamenting that they didn't have a whole lot of experience in training or corralling large birds because it's not a part of the police academy.
Not a part of their normal training, yeah. You got to specialize in emu takedowns.
They did a pretty good job, though. Somebody had the idea of playing emu noises on their phone to try to attract the bird, which worked. And then one of the officers on the mission said, "Oh, this bird's getting close. What should we do?" He took his sock off and put it over the emu's head, which is a way to calm them down.
Pass out?
Because it's kind of like an ostrich-ish type thing to do, just like put their head underneath. You know what I mean? Like put their head in the ground.
Yeah, but that's an ostrich, not an emu.
But do they have the same tendencies? They look the same. This emu looks like the like deranged step sibling.
The crack version of an ostrich.
Yeah, like on the meth.
And do you know?
Can we just be real? Like emus are dicks. Like
they're mean.
Why would anyone have one of those as a pet?
I had a friend who had an emu farm.
What?
And they are mean. Yep, they like hiss or something.
Do they taste good?
I don't think she ate them. I don't even know why they had them, actually.
I mean, I'll eat an emu.
They used to chase us on four-wheelers.
Animals that are dicks.
Wow, that's redneck.
I'm all about it. I am all about eating. If you are an asshole, you know, I am going to eat you. That is like cute animals shouldn't be eating. Animals that are a-holes, 100% eating. That needs to become a new form of vegetarianism.
We should stop eating pigs and start eating emu. I mean, assuming that emu bacon tastes as good, but... Can we just back up a second and focus that Audrey used to get chased while riding four-wheelers by emus? Little hillbilly Audrey just with an emu, a pack of emus chasing her.
In an orchard.
Turn that music up.
We used to play.
Audrey, emu's about to get us. Go fast, baby.
We used to play red light, green light with the lights on the four-wheelers. So if we tagged you with the lights on the four-wheeler, you'd get out. Oh, my God, life. Oh, I'm glad I left the South. No, oh, Jesus.
Speaking of the South, a Pensacola woman was arrested after she allegedly forced her husband to sign divorce papers at gunpoint.
Oh, is that legal?
Melanie Sherbrooke, 45, was arrested Friday and charged with aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. The cops were notified at 10 a.m. on Friday that a man had locked himself inside of a bathroom to escape his armed wife, and she was trying to open the bathroom door. A deputy found her husband locked in the bathroom off the master bedroom. The man explained that when he came home that morning, that he had changed his mind about signing the divorce papers, and he wanted to go through court in order to do it. And that's when the wife got very angry. Quote, she emerged with a silver revolver and walked me back into the kitchen and made me sign the divorce paper at gunpoint.
Wow.
And he said that he feared for his life because his wife was a good shooter.
Oh.
And he was not sure if she was going to kill him.
Oh, boy.
Dang.
I mean, does the divorce get finalized quicker if somebody pulls a gun on you and makes you sign a, not a prenup, but like, what do you call it? Just divorce papers?
Yeah, just the papers. Yeah. You got to sign the papers, which he must have been dragging his feet for her just to come in blazing guns, literally trying to, I mean, or I don't know. What an interesting story.
This one's also interesting, and it has to do with kind of a domestic dispute, but it's between neighbors. I guess the neighbors had been feuding for years. And, you know, this happens a lot where people don't like the people that they live next to. Well, in this case, though, Timothy Farmer said he snapped, pushed to his limit after the family across the street started to taunt his fiance. Pastor Deputy.
Stop making fun of me.
Pasco deputies say that Farmer walked out the door, got in his car, threw it in reverse, hit the gas, flew across the street, slammed into his neighbor's house, specifically the kitchen, where the wife of Tim's nemesis reportedly had been just minutes before. And yeah, he drove right there. Timothy Farmer could still be seen sitting in the front seat, disoriented and anxious when the cops showed up. He told deputies shortly thereafter, I've had it. You guys don't do nothing. You guys don't do nothing. Farmer is seen on the body cam yelling at deputies and resisting arrest. He was finally placed into a squad car, taken to jail, where he remains on no bond, facing multiple charges. You can't drive your car into somebody's house.
Yeah, it's not against the law for them to make fun of you, because clearly you need to be made fun of.
You are definitely the sort of dude.
If you're the type of guy
I would make fun of.
If they're making fun of you, that you're going to get into a 1998 Ford Explorer and you're going to drive head first into somebody's kitchen. Yeah, I would say maybe their criticism and their poking fun, maybe spot on. Maybe spot on.
An elderly Florida woman is accused of hitting her boyfriend with a metal detector for watching porn. A 77-year-old by the name of Jane attacked her 70-year-old boyfriend, who ended up with bloody scratches and bruises all over his arms after they got into an argument Friday night. She caught him watching the adult movies, and deputies say the man claimed he was only watching a show on Cinemax, and it just happened to feature a topless woman. It wasn't full-on porn. It was just Skinemax. Mm-hmm. Even so, the 77-year-old Jane was having none of it, and that's when she decided, well, I need to whoop that ass with this metal detector.
Dang.
So I guess there's a metal detector laying around, and she grabbed it and started to whoop him.
What is up with the older generations having such like a disdain towards porn? Like, I feel like it's just anytime you hear somebody old catching their significant other watching porn, it's just like some kind of atrocity to the relationship.
Do you think that when she was beating him with the metal detector, though, because you got to imagine, you know, if he's watching porn, his pants may or may not be in a compromising place, that every time like it like grazed by his hip, it would be like, boop. maybe not.
She said that she, quote, may have accidentally tapped him with it, but she didn't hurt him, and she believed that beating him with the metal detector was doing God's work, according to the deputies.
I mean, see, what on?
If you're wondering what Jesus would do, he would be out there looking for change and or rings, and then come in, find his significant other watching porn, and then beat them with it. That's what WWJD. I'm pretty sure that's exactly what it says in the Bible, right?
And the Bible belt. Below the Bible and belt.
Below the Bible
he
belt.
He took it off for Skinemax.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Is that Genesis? Is that the book of Genesis? I don't know, man.
I believe that's Revelation, my friend.
I gotta go back to Sunday school.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
So when's the last time that you cried in public? Was it something that happened to you physically? Was it emotionally? What caused you to break down and cry? It really could be anything. You can text us at 73100 on social media at Dave Mahoney or 702-791-1075. The last time that you cried in public, Brian said just a couple of weeks ago, I got a call from my father-in-law. He couldn't find my five-year-old at school.
Oh, my God.
For about an hour or so, nobody knew where he was. Probably the worst feeling in my life. The little butt face made his way onto a bus and took off.
Sounds about right.
Oh, man.
Can you imagine,
no.
though? I mean, your kid. It's like if you lose your dog, you're mortified. But your child, what starts racing through your head. And it's one thing, and I know this as a dad, you know, like you turn around and your kid's not there. My three-year-old wanders off for a minute in a store and you freak out. For a full hour, mortifying. Marcy, also on Facebook, said, I broke my foot headed to my first ever gallery showing. Yeah, it hurt, but I was so mad at myself for breaking it a second time, and it ruined what would have been an exciting night. All my friends had to wait on me. Just finally broke down.
Oh.
Did you just give her a piggyback ride all night around the gallery?
You just take both shoes off and act like it's part of the exhibit.
Yeah, this is modern art.
Arty. Yes,
this
exactly.
is modern art right here. Pain. You don't understand the pain that I'm suffering through.
That's right.
It's a commentary on social injustice.
Just yesterday, I got rear-ended. I got a Tesla. Haven't even owned it for a month yet.
Oh, no.
And ruined.
Oh, I hope you got, like, the one-time gap insurance matters.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You guys ever cry because you wrecked a car?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
I have too.
Mm-hmm.
Now, all my accidents, like, all my wrecks or accidents were, like, I was angry. I just was mad.
Have you ever been
so angry, though, that you cry?
Yes.
Because that happened to me. I got in a fight in the shower one time after swim. We were on the swim team, and we got in a fight with some guy, and I was so angry that I started to cry. I think I was probably, like, 6th or 7th
Were you watching, like, Eastern Promises?
Yeah, what the hell, people?
So we were in this bathhouse, a European bathhouse, as you
mobsters around.
Dave got in a naked fight? Is that what? Were you naked, Dave?
No. I had my Speedo on.
Oh, okay.
Was the other guy naked, though?
I think so.
Oh, come on.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show, weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Yeah, try right now again, thinking about it.
Uh-huh.
I wanted to keep the fight in the shower so no one could tell I was crying.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
So tell us about the last time that you cried in public. What caused it? Was it something that physically hurt you? Were you emotionally sad? Or was it something else that came about that caused you to break down? Lauren said, I was waiting for antibiotics for my root canal at Walgreens, and the pain was so bad, I was squatting in an aisle, bawling my eyes out. It felt like somebody was shoving a needle through my cheekbone. Some lady stood there and watched me until I moved out of her way.
Wow. That's cold-blooded.
God, what is wrong with people,
man? How do you respond, though, to seeing a person just weeping? I mean, ask them if they're okay, but...
I mean, you don't even have to necessarily ask them if they're okay, you know, but...
No, I think Audrey's right. Like, you get down on their level... And you lay on the floor.
I feel like sometimes that makes
it worse.
You lay
on the floor. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying, like, maybe get a little pat on the shoulder, like, hey.
I feel like that makes it worse. It feels like you're just being, you know, you're just.
It seems fake if you're being fake about it.
Well,
if I were to see somebody actually crying
Mahoney doesn't actually have empathy for others.
That's what I'm going to say. I'm an empath.
Yeah, no.
To a fault.
Here's one on our text line at 73100 about the last time you cried in public. This one says, my pop passed away unexpectedly back in December. I went to watch the new Lion King movie and started bawling in the theater during the scene where Simba loses his dad.
Oh.
Come on.
Oh, stop. What are you doing?
I gotta get up.
Oh, my God.
What are you doing? Don't play that. Jesus.
We gotta go home.
Oh, they gotta go home.
Oh, my God.
Oh, sorry.
Stop it.
Oh, no.
What? Ian is audibly weeping right now. Like, look at him.
Oh, man, I can't. All right, sorry, guys. Sorry.
When I said pull the Lion King, I meant not the scene, the music.
What?
Lasa
Benya doesn't hit you as hard as that does. Come on.
We don't want that to hit us hard. We don't want to cry right now.
Now we're all crying in public. Jesus.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Wow.
Sorry about that, guys.
That got me right in the feels.
All right. More calls and posts coming up, I guess.
73100. You can text us on the Centennial Toyota text line. Sure, Ian will pull some more inappropriate, insensitive audio.
Oh, is that insensitive? Topical.
Man.
That's actually a pretty good pull. That was way better.
Yeah, that's pretty good. You nailed it.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show, weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
So movies, of course, can get you emotional. This one on our Facebook, Jennifer said, I ugly cried in theaters watching Coco. I was about 8 months pregnant at the time.
So gets me hormones, every time.
I cried during that movie when I first saw it the first time, man. That was, God. The Remember Me song. Oh, yeah.
Wow, that's I just got goosebumps and kind of tears in my eyes thinking about it. Moana made me cry too, honestly.
Every Pixar movie ever.
When Grandma turns into the stingray.
Like, watch up.
Can I ask you guys, like, why is it that every Disney movie has to have the death of a parent or a loved one?
Because they're like, pulling out our heartstrings, man.
But, like, stop that. Like, why? It seems unnecessary to have like such a traumatic moment in a cartoon.
Me and my wife, we were watching The Good Dinosaur. We didn't really know anything about it. It's just like we haven't seen The Good Dinosaur, and we watched that right before we went to dinner on a cruise ship, and like our faces were so swollen and puffy. It was not a good look.
Like
for
you just got stung by a bee.
Have you seen that movie yet, Dave? Have you seen The Good Dinosaur?
No, not yet.
Oh, dang. Oh, you're in the rocky roller coaster of emotions,
friends. Oh, it is. I think it's sadder than Up. I think it may be the saddest, like, Disney Pixar movie that has ever been made.
I agree. I've only seen it once, and I'm only going to see it once because it's so emotional.
I don't think I can handle it again.
No, can't do it.
It was emotional roller coaster.
What about this one? Misty said, when my daughter got her 4-year-old booster shots, I swear I can't handle it. So it actually happened to me a couple of weeks ago. You guys probably remember this. So I FaceTime my daughter, who's three and goes to 3 and a half. She goes to preschool. Every day I FaceTime her on the way to school, you know, just to say hi and, you know, have a great day and love you, all that stuff. And she had to get shots a couple of days ago. And my wife told her before school that she had to get shots. And so when I FaceTimed her, she's sitting there just sobbing because she's dreading later that afternoon having to get the shots. And when it actually came time to get the shots, super brave and handled it great. But my wife's said that when she dropped her off at school, she was crying, and I saw that in the FaceTime. But she said when she, you know, dropped her off, that she was just walking around the playground sobbing, and I'm just like, oh my god, that just breaks my heart so much to think that my sweet little girl is sad.
So sad.
And, oh man, I feel you, Misty. That's tough when you know your kid is sad and there's nothing you can do.
You think your kid crying is sad, Dave? I've got maybe one of the saddest stories that we've seen so far coming to us on our text line at 73100. Sitting on the side of the road, watching my car burn down after it caught fire, while Another One Bites the Dust played on the radio. Still cannot listen to that song. The car was an 87 Monte Carlo SS.
Oh, no, it's not even just like a new car that you can just go get replaced. It's a classic song is playing.
Classic like an 87 Monte Carlo SS. That was a sweet-ass car.
Oh, those things.
Then you just watch it burn. That's terrible.
We really think Another One Bites the Dust is playing in the background.
Yes. Yes, I do. Yeah. I think that it mm-hmm. all came together, and it was a horrible moment for that mm-hmm. man, and you should not make light of his sadness, mm-hmm. Audrey.
I'm not making light. I'm just calling him a liar.
Okay, Dave. We got one more on our text line right here. This one is pretty pretty rough as well. I was at the store with my son. He looked over and had sort of an evil laugh. He smiles and then yells, "Nutshot!" I teared up in the proudness and then cried in pain afterwards.
Oh, come on.
You're going to get adopted, kid.
Yep.
Dollar Loan Center presents X107.5's Holiday Havoc. Featured artist, White Reaper.
Ain't even right.
Audrey, tell me if this one hits home with you. Marcella said, I cried at the grocery store last month. It was my time of the month, and all I wanted was chocolate. And I can't have chocolate because the milk allergy. It's all I wanted.
Yep, that's pretty painful.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
When's the last time that you cried in public? What got to you? How about this one? Josh said, when the Cubs won the pennant. sports ever make you cry?
Yes, I wept like a little baby whenever we won the national championship at the University of Kentucky. I was weeping, and I was so drunk I was puking at the same time.
Were you crying because you were drunk or because
I was crying
won?
Out of pure elated happiness and joy, but I was seriously puking in the toilet at the same time. So it was just like, oh my God.
I think the growing up in St. Louis, the Cardinals won the World Series on they're the second most winningest team when it comes to World Series in baseball history. So it's not that big of a deal. But if the Golden Knights would have won, I think if the Golden Knights would have won,
you would have cried.
Yeah, I mean the fact that that first season,
everything that happened
unreal.
Was very emotional.
Yeah, that was. I mean, there's never been a more emotional sports season for me ever than that.
Annalee said, I cried at the airport in Colorado. I was flying alone with my 4-year-old and 1-year-old, but my 1-year-old had the stomach flu and was vomiting and crapping like crazy.
Oh, no.
I couldn't find their birth certificates to get their boarding passes and ended up dumping my whole suitcase out in front of the kiosk, and I just cried. Oh. I've never felt so worn out and defeated. Thankfully, I found them, and my 1-year-old didn't vomit on the plane.
That's moms good. Have some superhuman strength, man. Like the emotional toll that it is to be a mom and watch your babies be sick like that. Ugh.
Or even when you're just
especially when you're stuck on an airplane.
Yeah,
right?
Traveling.
Like, there's nothing you can do about it. Like if your kid's gonna throw up, they're just gonna throw up. Like moms astound me because even when I'm with my wife and one of our kids is acting up, I'm just like, this is too much for me. I can't even.
She's got to go have a drink. I'll
be at the bar. I'm gonna stay in Seattle. Brittany said, "Does the car in the grocery store parking lot count? Because
it counts.
It's a regular thing for me. I'll just sometimes realize that life is too much, and I'll just cry in my car in the grocery store.
Oh, I get it.
Okay. Ian, do you do this?
Oh yeah, all the time. Every time I go grocery shopping, to be honest with you, it's like really? they make those parking lots so you can cry. I think so. Not even for food. It's just so you can cry.
What does the grocery store stress you out so much about?
Yeah.
Is that just where all life just hits you at one place and you're out
and
there?
And you have all these obligations. Like you have to feed yourself and then you got to pay for things money that you work for.
Oh,
it's just,
man.
Yeah. And then
how
I'm just like,
it?
I'm just like that in the car. It's bad.
You have to feed yourself.
Got one
pay
about
for
being
things
pregnant.
With money.
This one says, I was super pregnant and bald at the Bernie Mac show. I'd never seen it, but was watching an episode when he gave his daughter her own room, and I cried for 2 hours. Stupid hormones. Got a couple about movies. Watching Boys in the Hood. Cried like a baby when Ricky died. Ugh. Next, watched La Bamba and cried when Richie died. Was watching Endgame. Cry when you know who died. And then
you can say it. It's been long enough.
No, it's not.
No.
And then the ending of Marley and Me gets me every time when it's his time to go. I will not watch that movie. No. Why would you make that movie, Owen Wilson? Like, you know that movie is just going to, it's just going to ruin people.
I cry over a lot of things. You ever cry over just like commercials?
No.
Like just an emotional commercial will just
not
like hit you in your soul? No?
No. No, commercials down. I feel like I'm being sold something. So like my spidey senses are up. Like, what kind of commercials?
Michael said, when I broke my leg bodyboarding at Balboa Beach, I almost drowned when I was pulled out of the water. The pain hit me and I cried. Ended up with a plate with 7 screws and a torn ligament.
Oh. Ow. Yeah, that's a good reason to cry.
What?
And this one, pretty emotional as well. My son, 3 months premature, spent 7 weeks in the NICU, 8 weeks in ICU. Oof. He was born on April 3rd, and while I was just torn up inside, I stayed strong for my wife. On July 7th, they told us that he was healthy enough to go home.
Oh.
I made it to the bathroom, collapsed, and cried on the floor of the bathroom for 12 minutes. And here's the great part, not realizing that somebody was in the stall next to me. When he came out, I had to explain what happened while I was sobbing on the floor.
Oh,
he
no.
congratulated and hugged me.
Worst poop ever.
Son of love it, mother. It's bleeped. Bull.
Callie is joining us this morning here on the Dave Mahoney Morning Show. What's up, Callie?
Hey, how you doing?
Good. So, do you have a dirty mind?
I do.
Right.
Do I do?
It's not going to help you a lot in this game because the whole idea is to avoid distraction, right? So everything that's being said here is just pulled from what's going on in the world. There's nothing dirty being said in any of these clips. There's just a couple of strategically placed bleeps, and you're trying to not let your dirty mind take over and take you to a place that it shouldn't because, again, you're trying to figure out what was actually being said in each one of these clips. We have a total of three. If you get two out of three, you win, okay?
Awesome. Sounds good.
First one here is Ellen. And you're trying to figure out what she did with former President George W. Bush.
They showed a shot of George and me. People were upset. They thought, why is a gay Hollywood liberal a conservative Republican president? Here's the thing. I'm George Bush. Just because I don't agree with someone on everything doesn't mean that I'm not going to them.
I agree. Yeah.
Okay.
Did Ellen A. sit next to him during a Dallas Cowboys football game and enjoyed it? B, threw a shoe at him, or C, danced with him outside the Ellen studio?
I'm going to go sat with him at the Dallas game.
Yep, that was a pretty easy one there. Very well publicized. Ellen talking with George W. Bush at the game sitting next to him. Well done, you're on the board with one.
I think if we all, you know, made sweet love to the people we had disagreements with, the world would be a much better place.
I was just having that conversation with my grandmother over coffee this morning. Like,
what?
I agree.
That Ellen
your
should
grandma?
Bone George W. Bush?
Man, you got a cool grandma.
All right.
We're just talking about in general we should all just love each other more, you know.
Okay.
Love casually.
Yes.
At the Kenny G.
All right. So here we go with the next one. This is Elton John, and you're trying to figure out what he let Stevie Wonder drive.
You let Stevie Wonder your now. I have to say, just the part of you would be enough.
I was at the ranch in Netherland.
Stevie.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Okay. All right. Okay. So Elton John let Stevie Wonder drive what? A, a car, B, a snowmobile, or C, a single engine plane?
Let's take another listen.
You let Stevie Wonder your now. I have to say, just the part of you would be enough.
I was at the ranch in Netherland.
Stevie.
Yeah.
Okay, so which one do you think it is, a car, a snowmobile, or a single-engine plane?
Single-engine plane.
Single-engine plane is incorrect, I'm sorry.
I was thinking that too,
turns
Callie.
Out, he's blind. Yeah, turns out it was a snowmobile, believe it or not.
Snowmobile? Darn it. Yeah.
It's all right, it's all right. Okay. So we have a third and final one here, and you must get this one correct in order to win today. This is a pumpkin farmer, and you're trying to figure out what happened to the pumpkins.
Every single pumpkin was... The police had never heard of this. The insurance had never heard of this. Mind-boggling to think how it could be that fast. I couldn't that quick. It wasn't just two guys and a little. I thought, you the pumpkins. And I thought, you the pumpkins.
Okay. I mean, who
were
mean,
the pumpkins?
Fetish?
Yeah, maybe. Were the pumpkins A, vandalized, B, stolen, or C, smashed? One more time with the audio here.
Every single pumpkin was. The police had never heard of this. The insurance had never heard of this. Mind-boggling to think how it could be that fast. I couldn't that quick. It wasn't just two guys and a little. I thought, you the pumpkins. And I thought, you the pumpkins.
That it's kind of like Oprah, but instead of a car, it's a pumpkin to make love to.
This was perfect.
All right, Callie, you can win it right here or you can lose it right here.
It's tough.
It's tough.
Oh, man.
Is it vandalized, stolen, or smashed?
Did they smash
Which one?
Them? Did they smash them? Vandalize them? what was my second option?
Stolen?
Stolen. They were stolen.
Yes!
Great job at guessing, Callie. You.
Way to work through that one.
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
Can provide us with a little bit of a clarity on this. Are granny panties back in style? Because according to The research that was done on sales, the answer to that question would be yes, but from a woman's perspective, granny panties back or not?
Okay, I don't like that they're being called granny panties because they're much nicer looking than what we're envisioning the granny panty to be. Like, they're more cheeky, they're high-waisted now. It's kind of like more of like a bikini-esque vibe. It's not like we're walking around full, like, it's not...
Bloomers?
It's not bloomers, no.
Those need to come back. Those are hot.
You know, it's not what you think.
Yeah, they are. It's amazing that humanity has made it as long as it has, because if there's one threat to humankind, it was that when bloomers were the thing, because there's nothing sexy about bloomers.
What are you talking about? Guys would lose their minds when they saw an ankle back in like the 1800s, man.
Like, can you envision right. Calvin Klein's, like what, like everybody's like posting like the Calvin Klein underwear like combo with the sports bras? It's kind of like that. Like, that's what's popular. It's not like...
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not like the dumpy old granny panties that you think of.
No, yeah. They're still sexy.
Well, I feel like there's an older population, too. So, I mean, everybody needs underwear.
Interestingly,
we're all getting older.
Briefs have seen an 11% increase in popularity amongst women. In contrast, restrictive lingerie hasn't been going well with customers. 7% drop in demand for lingerie and 7% decline for push-up bras.
Push-up bras suck.
Like, as a guy, there is, like... I don't want my wife or anybody to go through like a whole, you know, like, why would you have to go through all this rigmarole and we're just going to take it off anyway? Like, I don't care like, what's above
fun.
It. Like, you could wear a
like
towel
day,
and it's
like
hot.
It's
like
fun.
The corset that people would wear where like you're actually like jamming your body and like constricting all of your organs because
yeah,
you want
to
look
thinner.
Yeah, that's a
little ridiculous.
For me, it's just like, hey, you're naked. Awesome. This is phenomenal. I'm lucky to be here. I'm just happy to be on the, it's like the guy, it's like the second kicker on a team. It's like, I'm just happy to be here.
It's somebody who doesn't win the Academy Award. It's just an honor to be nominated.
Exactly.
I'm just happy to be here at the ceremony today.
So, I don't know. I mean, because it's like, I don't want her, like, because I've had you know, women in the past or who've asked, like, would you like me to wear lingerie? And I'm like, no, I would. It doesn't do anything for me. But if it's something that you want to do, you do you.
It's an empowering kind of thing, I think, to feel like sexy in something. And like, it's fun. Okay.
Would you be like, so if your husband's put on a sexy outfit for you, does that do anything
what
for you?
Well, I think he's hot whenever he's in a suit. So whenever he's in suit smoking a cigar. So that's my lingerie in guy form. But if he were just to walk around naked, I already see that. And he's got a robe on.
No, if he's got like a silk robe. He's got the those sock suspenders on.
Nice.
Smoking a corncob pipe.
Actually, the pipe would be pretty hot too.
Not the corncob pipe though.
The ones that are like all the swirly ones.
Yeah, like the Sherlock Holmes pipes. Yeah,
the Sherlock Holmes pipe.
I'm kind of into that.
Okay.
I wonder
if he was wearing nothing but the Sherlock Holmes hat
and the sock suspenders.
Yes.
And the monocle. You have to have that too.
Oh gosh, I feel like I would be getting like punked.
Things are getting hot in here. Sorry.
You're about to get punked. That's what he would say.
Okay.
So rage yoga is a thing to release negative energy. There's a bunch of alcohol and profanity and obscene gestures. So they're saying it's an alternative twist to the usual
like
deep breathing and meditation and soothing poses of traditional yoga. It's become all the rage in Kansas City, and it started out as a thing in Canada, actually, but it's slowly starting
right
to spread
now.
To cities across the U.S. We'll see tonight, right? But the technique is different. Instead of calming your mind, you're supposed to get it all out by screaming, and there's loud music that's being played, and
yoga
cussing
is,
at everyone. And
yoga
everyone
is stressful
off.
In general. I actually did a yoga class with Ian's girlfriend once, and they're already screaming just in regular classes whenever they ask you to breathe. And I was with her, and she was looking at me. I was laughing so hard because they're just already screaming. Like, if you go into these classes, you're not going to not laugh. You can't take it seriously. The goat yoga, nobody's doing the actual poses.
Aren't you just drinking with goat yoga, too?
Yeah, it's just, it's...
It's you're just like letting a bunch of goats jump
if
on your ass.
If you were to go into a class and everybody is in a downward dog screaming bloody murder, how would you not laugh?
I mean...
You'd be laughing.
That's a pretty good pose.
That is.
That's a pretty good pose. I don't know if you'd be
laughing. Maybe distracted. I don't know. That's why I don't go to yoga classes. And by mean don't go, I mean barred from cannot.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Hey, just look at me. Sir, you're gonna need to leave.
The restraining order is still in place.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Be honest with me, gentlemen. Have any of you worn a dress just for the fun of it?
Message deleted.
Dave?
No. Have you?
I mean, I dressed up as Cher one year for Halloween. It was a couple's costume. We were Sonny and Cher. And
I put on a kilt. Does that count? I mean, that's like a Scottish man dress.
Yeah. So yeah. I was coming home from a event that we were doing for the station a couple years ago, and my wife and I went into the store called Betty Page, and they had all these like very cool like retro dresses, much in the style of Betty Page. And so I go in there, and like we had tried on, or my wife had looked at some of these dresses, but she was like, oh, it's too expensive, and I wanted to do something nice for her. So I go in there alone like 2 or 3 days later, and I find the dress, and I'm like, hey, do you have this dress in a size 3? And they're like, yeah, absolutely. We've got a size 3. We'll just box it up for you, and we'll send you on your way. And so I'm like, pay for it and come home. And it's probably like 1 in the morning that I'm getting home, and my wife's tired. And so I like, she wakes up when I get home, and I give her this dress. I'm like, hey, I got you a present. And I open up this box, and the dress is not a size 3. It's a size 3X.
Because they thought you wanted to wear the dress.
They thought it was for you. Oh, how precious.
You're not a size 3X. That's rude.
It fit. Because we're like, my wife. Oh, well, yeah. My wife's like, that. She just starts laughing as soon as she sees it, you know, because I'm glad she didn't get mad. Like, oh, you know, I think you're as big as me. But she's like, you should put that dress on. And I'm like, all right, I put it on. It 100% fit me. But I don't know. So I feel like they just thought
be honest,
I was.
How did it look, and how did it make you feel?
Oh, I felt so pretty. So very. Actually, I looked pretty good. It was a nice looking dress.
Ian, have you ever put a dress on?
Yeah, of course I have. But I just look at my form. You know, I'm meant for a dress, guys. So
Ian, you have long model legs. Do you have a dress on right now?
Underneath this cardigan, yes, I do.
Underneath the gym shorts that are underneath your jeans, you've got a dress on.
Don't worry about it. My brassiere fits. It's okay.
You got them gym shorts on today?
Of course I do.
Hell yeah. You got them armachillos on?
And the armachillos. Mahoney, you have influenced so much below the waist for me. It's unbelievable.
I do what I can.
You are going to need to isolate that clip right there, please.
It's fine.
Thank you.
Don't worry about it.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Pandas are overrated. Nope. We're meant to think they're cute, when in reality, they're just different colored bears. They're not cuddly, they're not nice, and frankly, they're lazy. I don't know if I've seen a panda do anything but chew, eat, and sleep. All right, I am perfectly okay without pandas. Give me any other bear than a panda.
Message deleted.
No, that is the most... Delete that clip. That is some kind of evil witchery
The only other bear that can kind of even compete with the cuteness of a panda bear, because yes, they are lazy. They're so lazy that
they
don't even
lovable about them.
They don't even hook up. Like, they're so lazy. Like,
they twice a year
have to put panda porn on to get them around.
And that doesn't
right?
even get oh, them yeah. all in the mood either. You know, so pandas, that's one of the reasons why they're not
they're
reproducing.
Food driven. I can relate.
But I also feel like pandas, not only are they the cutest bears, but they are also the stupidest bears.
Oh, and their butts. They got little chubby
butts.
Like,
they just, like, fall on their faces. I love watching, like, pandas fall off of stuff. There's nothing better than watching just, like, a compilation album of pandas falling. And it just makes my day.
You have sought out panda falling compilation videos?
You want to
on the Explore page.
Shoot, if you want to make your day better, just search pandas right falling. Now. Look for the longest video you can find and treat yourself to a day of joy.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Or that cute panda when he sneezed.
Oh,
remember?
Yeah. Well, mm-hmm. that scared the mom.
Yeah.
Little panda
there
baby.
Is a surprising amount of compilation videos of pandas falling. Who knew?
It's Top Stories! Here's what's making news.
Welcome back to Dr. Jim and Boy.
So what do you think about the idea of going to the Jim Beam Airbnb?
What's it involved, though? Well, like, do I mean, sleep idea, on the, like, the distillery floor? Like, what's going on with the Jim Beam Airbnb? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you get to go sleep on the distillery floor. Exactly.
Oh, wow.
No, it's obviously
lovely.
In Kentucky. But for $23, you either get a bottle of Jim Beam or you can spend a night at the company's distillery in Kentucky. The company posted that the property on Airbnb is accepting reservations from October 21st through the end of the year. The online posting said the Jim Beam American Stillhouse renters will join the Beam family for a weekend and live like one of the Jim Beam seven generations of master distillers. It says that you can stay on the property built in 1919, includes a distillery tour and tasting. And again, for $23, I mean, it's got to be just a marketing play, right?
Well, yeah, there's absolutely. Like
there's eight positions that they'll fill on this. But, you know, it sounds awesome if you can get involved. $23 for a night stay anywhere that's not like a crack house is a pretty good rate.
Pretty good.
Yeah, and the house is actually pretty beautiful. And if you go, so the house is beautiful, but here's the thing. Do you want to go to the Jim Beam, to this cottage? You don't. That's just for the night stay, right? Like, you're not, like, getting a tour of the entire, like, property.
Well, it sounds like you're going to get a tour.
As far as, like, the other distilleries go that are, like, probably within a 45-minute driving distance.
See, I know a lot of people, like,
if you're throwing shade at Jim Beam.
There's Woodford over there.
Don't shade Jim Beam. Like, so here's the thing. Like,
there's Makers.
I'm a huge craft beer fan, but I will tell anybody to go to the Anheuser-Busch brewery in St. Louis because it is a marvel. Like, even if you don't like their beer, just seeing how consistent and how beautiful everything is in there. I would have loved to check out, like, a Jack Daniels or a Jim Beam distillery just to see, like, because...
Well, they have a tour you can do.
Well, no, I know that, but I'm saying, like, to see, like, how one of the biggest whiskey producers in the world can consistently get out something that tastes the same, like, everywhere in the world.
You can do that.
That's impressive to me.
You can do it on a tour and go see all of them.
It's not my absolute favorite whiskey or bourbon.
Yeah. Well, I guess I'm not necessarily shading the cottage. This is a really cute idea for $23, but if you want to do it for like $150, you can go and see all of them in a day on a tour bus, and they'll take you and bop you around, and you get to do all the taste testings, and you don't have to drive. So, and you get to go back home.
Well,
it's
just
a cute idea.
Go crash at the Jim Beam place. Go.
Don't you think it's haunted? Filled with drunken people past? I don't know.
They're all in cots or something like that?
Yeah.
I'm in.
So speaking of a beautiful estates, how about this one? A three-story mansion built with cascading waterfalls, vaulted ceilings, and its own indoor golf simulator hit the market on Sunday. It's owned by Michael Jordan, and it is being sold in Park City, Utah for $7.5 million.
Oh, I love Park City.
Which is actually a loss if he sells it for that full asking price. He bought the four-acre estate in 2007 for $7.9 million. So what it sounds like is that he bought this right before everything crashed, and now it's gotten to about that same point, as opposed to being down a couple of million dollars like it probably was during the height of the recession. And so now he's going, okay, let's try to unload this thing. It is a very quaint 9,500 square feet. And it is comparable, they say, to the Chicago area mega mansion that Michael Jordan has been trying to unload for the past 7 years.
I was going to say, it's been a decade that his house has been on the market there almost and just can't seem to sell it. And right now is not the time. Like, there are some major, like, if you're looking into super high-end real estate, like, things are getting scary right now. If you look at New York, where these, you know, monster penthouses, they're down 20% this year. Down.
Are you getting all your information from Million Dollar Listing?
No, man. Only about half of it.
Aren't you?
Only about half. No, I mean, there's been several news stories that, like, super high end real estate, it's in a free fall right now. This could be an early sign of a recession. Jamie Dimon also just announced that he thinks that a recession is on the way. And usually you see that, like, when the super rich people start, you know, saving money and not spending $20 million on estates quickly, that this could be a precursor to some other things that are going to be happening down the road here soon enough.
So we have some audio here of a couple of women fighting on an Oklahoma highway. So this fight happened in the middle of the highway, and it allegedly started with a disagreement over laundry, toilet paper, and dishes, and ended with both women in jail for it. So there's a dude that's caught in the middle of it. His name is Tim Yost. He's legally married to Rochelle Yost, but the two have an open relationship with another woman. This woman, Amanda Breeze. Everything's been going well until Tim said, you know what, I think I like the mistress better than the wife. Next thing you know, things blow up, and they're in the middle of an Oklahoma highway throwing fisticuffs.
Well, there's a wreck south of Wacoma. It's about 2 miles, and there's people beating each other up on the side of the road in the median.
There's people beating each other up?
Oh, my God. Everybody, this is a wreck on Highway 81. They're beating each other up.
She jumped on her like a spider monkey and just took her to the ground. I mean, and she's just beating the snot out of her. And she's delivering these hammer fist blows to Amanda's face, just, I mean, just rocking her world. Oh, I get it. It's like some Jerry Springer.
Jumped on her like a spider monkey.
How do you even...
like a spider monkey.
Like, how...
Yeah, so that was... Just to put it all back in context, that was the wife that was dropping the hammer fist on the mistress. Yeah. So the wife got the better of the exchange.
Mm-hmm. How do you even... the kind of gall that it would take... Like, if you're not, like, you know, usually, like, people in open relationships, you know, they kind of, like,
go in. Agreement.
They kind of go into that early, you know, that's like an early on thing. But, like, if you've been married already and you're like, what do you think about me bringing in somebody else also? Like, like, how do you approach that sort of conversation? And how do you agree to that, too?
Well, we don't know how it started, but we know how it ends, and that's by the mistress running into the husband's Harley, sending him flying across the pavement, and then getting her ass kicked in the middle of an Oklahoma highway.
She came at him like a spider monkey, Dave.
Whatever. And she's delivering these hammer fist blows to Amanda's face, just rocking her world. Oh, I get it. It's like some Jerry Springer.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
All right, it's time for Know the Show, your chance to get set up with some tickets for this weekend. Here is today's question.
It's Know the Show with Dave and Mahoney.
As a young man, I went to the zoo and there was some class function, I'm sure, and I saw two mating.
Why are you such
what type of animals were getting it on, or humans?
Why are you such a perv, man? Why are you trying to creep into their bedtime, their bedroom activities?
I mean, it was fairly well out in the public, and I watched the entire process.
Start to finish?
Start to finish.
Learn about
also did not take very long, which if the kid, well, okay.
Dave learned very well.
Yes. All right, here we go. Tickets to go see Hobo Johnson and the Lovemakers when they bring the fall tour to the House of Blues tomorrow, Friday, October 18th. First person in with the correct answer at 702-791-1075. You get to go see Hobo Johnson and the Lovemakers. And just a hint for you, it is not Hobo Johnson or the Lovemakers that I saw hooking up at the zoo.
All right, let's go to line number one. X107.5, who is this?
This is Joe.
Joe, what is the answer? What did Dave see making sweet love inside the zoo?
A lion.
Congratulations to you, man. You're set up. Hobo Johnson, Lovemakers, tomorrow over at the House of Blues. Thank you for listening today.
Awesome. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Got it. That'll do it for us. Have a great day.
Way out in the land of the setting sun, where the wind blows wild and free, there's a lovely spot, just the only one, that means home sweet home to me. If you follow the old Kit Carson trail till the desert meets the hills, oh, you certainly will agree with me, it's the place of a thousand thrills. Home means Nevada, home means the hills, home means a sage in the pine, out by the Truckee silvery rills, out where the sun always shines. The land that I love the best, fairer than all I can see. She's deep in the heart of the Golden West. Home means Nevada to me. One more time now. Home means Nevada to me.